It's April 11, 2010. Welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is David Bolser, your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University. We are a university of the church for the world. Pray with me as we open our hearts and minds to God. O Lord, sometimes we're overwhelmed with how dark our world can be, and yet you have said that you are the light of the world. We invite you today to bring your light into the spaces in our lives where we would rather have no one see. These are the spaces where your presence and your forgiveness can make us whole. Come to us today. Amen. That was Angels Visit When We Sing, sung by the CMU Chamber Choir. Today we are pleased to once again have Emeriti Professor John J. Friesen with us as our guest speaker.
Last Sunday we celebrated Easter. We celebrated that God loved humans so much that he was willing to offer his Son, Jesus Christ, as the atonement for our sins. We saw that the theme of sacrificial love, of peace instead of war, of servant leadership instead of lordship, of death on the cross, of the resurrection, all are powerful symbols for salvation offered through Christ. This love, which was shown to us by God in Christ, becomes the theme for today. Our text is taken from the first letter of John, chapter 2, verses 9 to 11, and 15 to 17. Whoever says, "I am in the light," while hating a brother or a sister, is still in the darkness. Whoever loves a brother or a sister lives in the light. And in such a person there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates another believer is in darkness and does not know the way to go, because darkness has brought blindness. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The love of the Father is not in those who love the world, for all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, the pride in riches, comes not from the Father, but from the world. And the world and its desires are passing away. But those who do the will of God live forever. The writer says that salvation in Christ is about light and love. A light guides us on our path. It prevents us from stumbling. It helps us find the right way. The image of light tells us that the Christian gospel is about being on the way. The Christian gospel is not primarily about the end, but about the journey. Some of our language sometimes suggests that faith in Christ is a one-time decision, or that faith in God is primarily about preparing us for heaven. The Bible sees faith in Christ differently. Jesus called his disciples to, in quote, follow him. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, Jesus said that at the last judgment, those who follow him in life will hear, "Come, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. And I was in prison, and you visited me." The writer of 1 John in chapter 4 says that love for sisters and brothers is a gift, and thus something to thank God for. It is not something we create on our own, nor something we can be proud of, because this love goes against so many of our natural instincts. Love comes with humility. The story of Jesus washing his disciples' feet says that the one who loves should be willing to serve others. The cross and the resurrection remind us that whoever loves should be willing to suffer for the sake of the neighbor, the friend, even the enemy. The powerful claim of God's love on us is expressed well by Isaac Watts in the hymn, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." In verse 4 he says, "Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all." Amen.
That was "Holy, Holy, Holy," sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. For today's interview, I'm pleased once again to take you to the highlands of Guatemala to meet one of our out-of-town students, James Dick. He's participating in CMU's one-year discipleship program. Home for him is a farming community in southern Manitoba, but these days he's hiking the mountainsides of Guatemala. I caught up with him via internet and cell phone in the town where he's staying called Coban. You're right now at a local school in Coban doing a service project, is that right?
Yeah.
What's a day in the life of a service project look like for you?
It seems kind of like really small work and stuff like that, but you really have to look at the bigger picture. What we're actually doing, we're working in the workshop with some Kekchi students, and we're building these supports for sheep, where when the sheep crap, it'll fall through it, and then the people collect that and they store it in these bins that we're also making for fertilizer. And we're working with this organization called Proyvel Rashmu, and what they're trying to do is empowering the people that in these villages and stuff like that to lift themselves out of poverty by leaning on each other. And what they're doing is bringing in better farming techniques, like maize is really important, corn. Maize is really important to the people here in Guatemala. Just finding better techniques for them to harvest their corn and to fertilize it, because they're depending so much on banks and chemical companies that that's putting them in debt. So that's part of the picture. And also what I'm specifically doing is filling bags with dirt to put tree seeds in, because the cloud forest here is really diminishing and it needs to be replanted or else the water's going to dry up here. And the water is so good here. It's clean, it's fresh to drink and stuff like that. And without water, these people are going to be drinking whatever. And that's another thing that we're trying to do here is just help with the cloud forest and rehabilitating it here. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Sounds amazing. I've never talked to somebody who's building sophisticated toilets for sheep. That's awesome.
That's a good way to think about it. That gives me a new perspective.
James, if you were to give a chapter title to your experience in Guatemala so far, what would that title be?
I would say maybe looking for the kingdom of God and looking to see pockets of the kingdom here. Yeah, that's a big title, but...
Have you seen the kingdom of God? Walk me into a moment.
I got two stories, but I'll share one. There was this one village that we went to go visit in the jungle, and we stayed with a Mayan family there, too. It's kind of interesting. We've been in the jungle. There in the jungle, we stayed with this family, and it was so muddy there. None of us had brought our rubber boots and stuff, so we were just covered in mud. And when we arrived at the home, they brought out water for us, and we were expecting we would wash ourselves and stuff like that, but they washed our feet and stuff like that, and that's so what Jesus would do. And it was just really humbling, and God has kind of slowly told me, James, learn how to receive on this part of the program here in Kovan, like learn how to receive from the people and stuff.
If somebody was listening to your storytelling right now and was thinking about joining out of town, what would you say to them?
I think if you want a year where you want to be stretched and you want to find your gifts and you want to see God at work, then this is for you, for sure.
Awesome. Hey, James, thanks so much. I know we could go on, but I'm so excited that we actually were able to make this Skype connection. On behalf of the staff and faculty here at CMU, just take our greetings to your team.
Mucho gusto.
Yeah.
Much pleasure.
Sí, también. When you get back into Winnipeg, we'll have to connect and just say hello. That'd be awesome.
For sure.
Here are some upcoming activities at CMU. On April 24 at 7:30 p.m. in the Loewen Athletic Center is the CMU Spring Concert. Then Sunday, April 25 at 2:30 p.m., join us for the CMU Convocation at Emmanuel Pentecostal Church with 100 students graduating, and everyone is welcome. May 10 to 14 is CMU's School of Writing, featuring instructors Margaret Swetman in fiction, Barbara Nickel in poetry, Joanne Clausen in life writing, and Anita Dare writing for children and young adults. If you like golf, June 15th is the date you want to mark down. It's the 9th annual CMU President's Golf Classic. For more information regarding these and many other events, check your church bulletin or visit the CMU website at cmu.ca. Thank you for joining me this morning for Sunday at CMU. You can listen anytime to the program on our website, and I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3P2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. Until next Sunday, my prayer for you is this. May God bless you and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.